I would like to acknowledge the Bidjigal and Gadigal peoples of the Eora Nation, on whose ground we meet, teach, talk and learn every day, and pay respects to Elders past, Elders present and Elders future. I would also like to acknowledge all of our Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander brothers and sisters who are listening, and once again, welcome Uncle Bruce.
Thank you, Caius, and I'd like to acknowledge the land and the people too.
Welcome to Talk Talk, an AFTERS podcast production, exploring Indigenous language and storytelling with Caius Sheriff in conversation with AFTERS inaugural Elder in Residence, Uncle Bruce Pascoe.
Welcome back to Talk Talk. I'm Caius Sheriff, and today we'll be focusing on connection and culture. So, Uncle Bruce, how do you connect to country and share that with those around you?
You know, if I'm with my kids and we drive through a place where I have a story for it, that's the time to give the story. And it just deepens association with country.
That's happened to me on several occasions where I've been fortunate enough to be travelling around Australia and I've been with somebody else who I know I'm with the right person because we're going through a particular country and it's not my country, but I know I'm sitting with the right person because out of nowhere they'll start telling a story and explaining why that is there now, or they'll go into something and they know for whatever reason they're able to share it with me. And then when that happens, I know I'm glad I'm sitting in this this car with you. There are places where I know instinctively it's not for me to go. I haven't officially been invited here, so I'll just let that one go, even though it could be an amazing, beautiful place to go to.
The country calls you.
Yeah.
You have to be in tune with it, and you have to be quiet to let that country speak to you. Because poor old thing, she's been so hammered, so abused. She is wondering when to speak and who to speak to. So you have to be quiet and let her know I'm listening.
Indigenous language and storytelling. You're listening to Talk Talk. Caius Sheriff in conversation with Uncle Bruce Pascoe.
Visual language. Non-verbal language, and we've already touched on it, what the country speaks.
Oh, country talks. There are places I can go to where I spend a fair bit of my life. Every year for 12 days I sleep at a place, and it's a completely different feeling to any other sleep I have. The country is giving me like a lumbar puncture, you know, through the ground, connecting up. Now listen here, boy, we're going to talk to you. And if I'm ever feeling crook or troubled, there are places on country I go to and I just lie down, just have a little sleep, you know, old nana nap on country. I just lie down there and I know there's no snake going to get me, no scorpion, no ant, no nothing. You know, I look at the ground, but I just lie down, I wake up, I feel like I've heard, and I can go on. And I'm so grateful that she will do that for me, because she doesn't have to. And I've needed it from time to time. I've needed something other than people. And she's always there, that old girl.
We know that Indigenous language holds knowledge. It's more than an awareness. Indigenous language can be a tool.
Well, there's secrets in the language about country, and unless we're prepared to go there, we're going to miss out on those secrets about country. But our responsibility to make sure that we are doing the right thing by law. Language and law can change, but the earth itself is immutable. She's there all the time. She's not going anywhere. It's just a truism, isn't it, that the earth's the only reliable thing we've got. You know, all of us, we're here and gone, and, you know, we have good days and bad days. But the earth, she's just herself. She's the only reliable thing we've got, and we have to respect her. We have to better talk to her. And one of our ways of talking to her is using the language of people who've been practicing that language for 120,000 years or longer, who knew her really well and passed on that knowledge of who she is, and how to look after her, what she needs, what she can give. So that's where language is so important. Not speaking it, but listening it.
Indigenous language and storytelling. You're listening to Talk Talk.
We've talked about being connected to land, but can we also be connected to animals?
Well, the old people, I don't know exactly how they thought of it or why they thought of it, or, but incorporating everything within the realm of law is so wonderful and real, because we're the length of time of the earth itself and the length of the time of humans is different, but we know that we all come from the same molecules. If you're going to talk science, the old people would have said we just come from the same air and ground and water, and they're the molecules. But we come out of the ground, we return to the ground, we all breathe the same air, we breathe it out, someone else breathes it in. We all drink the same water and we gela it back onto the ground and it becomes water again. So it's natural that there's kangaroos doing that as well, and there's pelicans, and over, you know, half a million years it gets confused as who's who. I used to be pelican, I used to be human, I used to be a rock, I used to be air, you know, and now I'm this. And we've got to think in terms that the old people thought in, or try to as best we can, that everything is the same. Everything on earth is just keeping on being regenerated.
So that knowledge is there, that one comes from another, and that's why a lot of groups, I won't say who they are or where they are, but a lot of groups acknowledge and look after particular elements on their own country. Like that animal coming in at that point is literally someone coming back to say something, and they know and they know how to respect and treat, which I think for maybe some people who haven't had a lot of involvement with Indigenous communities might not recognise or may not even value.
Well, I'm lucky to live on country and have all those animals around me all the time. But there's a pelican that knows me very well, and he just thinks we're equal, or perhaps I'm not quite as equal as he is. But if he sees me sitting down the jetty or fishing or something like that, that pelican comes back to me, and he just lands on the jetty and he walks up to me like a dog, sits down beside me. You know, we don't talk much. He just sits down and looks at me and goes, here I am, here you are, we'll just be there together. He just thinks we're the same. He's a bloody pelican. I'm a bloody human. And so it's a fantastic thing. And there's a seal that somehow or other it knows when I'm on the water, and it just turns up. I don't want it to turn up because it frightens all the fish away, but the seal turns up because it comes up and he goes, and I know, oh, look, here he is. And he comes up, looks at me. It is like a relative just fronting up and saying, oh, here I am. I haven't been around for a while, but you're here, so I'm here. And I think it's just, it's a great comfort to have animals think they're identical to you.
Indigenous language and storytelling. You're listening to Talk Talk. Kaya Sheriff in conversation with Uncle Bruce Pascoe.
We have a mad diversity of nations on this land. And whilst we are talking about things we've experienced or we have seen, every group I've ever sat with, listened to, have their own reasons and their own way. So something I say, oh, that's I can understand, but I don't know because I'm not from that spot. And whether it be they're a sea person, land person, what their role, what caretaker they may be. They mightn't even know that they are a caretaker, but for some reason they do. They're drawn to it. Is there any way to sort of describe that level of diversity, or is it just because it's such a large, massive country?
I still think it's the law. I think the law of this country is across it like a spider web, and we all get stuck on bits of the spider web, and we are in contact with each other. You know how a spider moves on the spider web and the whole thing trembles? I think we're like that. I think we feel each other and our responses to country, and we get this uneasy sense sometimes that something's happening and it's important, so we better be extra special careful. And I think it's because that spider web is trembling and we know that something's up.
How does the spider web carry the story of our massacre history?
We're still looking for a site where one boy survived a massacre near close to where I live. And I sat and listened to a non-Aboriginal woman who's done an enormous amount of work on Aboriginal massacres. And I went there specifically because she was going to talk about Gippsland on this day. And I thought, oh, I wonder if she's going to mention these two big massacres which were so important to our people. And she didn't. And I really appreciated what she'd done, all the research and all the work. And I asked about it. She said, oh, well, it's not in the record. Now, I can appreciate how in her job she doesn't want to be attacked by Keith Windschuttle and people like that. So it's very, very important not to overstate your case. But I'm trying as hard as I can to make sure that an old man finds out the very spot where his family were killed. And there's an urgency about it because of his age, but there's an urgency about it because we need to know that too. The descendants need to know that so we can care for that country, repair and care. And so we're looking for that very spot. We know where it is in general terms, and we've been there in the depths of night just listening, just looking, just trying to feel. But it's obvious that for him this is important, and we don't have to know why or we don't have to overthink it. We just have to know it's important, it's got to be done.
This podcast was made possible by Afters Indigenous and produced by Kaya Sheriff. Production support, Sue Elphinstone. Audio production and sound design, Jacob Round. And special thanks to the radio department at the Australian Film, Television and Radio School. On the next episode of Talk Talk with Kaya Sheriff and Uncle Bruce Pascoe.
What is a shared history? Whose voice is telling the story? And how can we continue the story together?
Aboriginal people find talking with non-Aboriginal people so difficult because there's no mutual understanding of the past. 200 years of denial has done a lot of damage. We have to, you know, strap ourselves in and say, right, we're going to do this. Aboriginal people and non-Aboriginal people, we're doing it for the nation.
To find out more about Talk Talk and Afters Indigenous, visit the Afters website, aftrs.edu.au.